Last week we had a snafu on the what happened. We had like the superintendent of schools booked at one time, and then he had to change his time. We were supposed to talk to the Lego people, and it got all confused.
Yeah, they didn't.
And we want to make sure we give them their due
yes.
Time. So we rescheduled today. State championship is this coming Saturday, and I got to tell you, I mean, you guys are like the New England Patriots of Lego. I mean, that's fair to say, right?
Oh, I don't know about that.
You guys are always there. Now, if we had a get a little closer to the mic, if you don't mind. If we had a high school football team at District 61 or a basketball team that went to the state championship every year, it'd be front page news, right?
Typically, yes.
Yeah. This is just as much practice, just as much work ethic, just as much involvement, just as much team, right, as anything they do in sports. And I don't think it gets anywhere near the attention it deserves. I know I saw Valerie did a nice story in the Herald and Review the other day, and we're happy to have you guys in. And Mrs. Bartimus is counting down the days to retirement. We have another teacher friend of ours who was in our WSOYM Challenge, Beth, who teaches at MacArthur. And she can tell me the exact number of hours and days that are left. Are you counting it down quite like that?
No, I'm just trying to hang on and get through the year.
I got it. How long have you been with District 61?
About 38 years.
And how long have you been involved in the Lego League stuff?
This is my eighth year.
Okay. How did you get started? Go back to the beginning. I mean, how did it all start?
You know, I transferred from Eisenhower to Johns Hill in 2011, and Rob Pringy, who's the principal, came up and asked me if I'd be interested in trying this out, and I had no idea what I was getting myself into. The first year was a kind of fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants year. Learned a lot, and I kind of got hooked because it was a really good opportunity for kids to be involved in something beyond sports and music, which are important, but it gave them an opportunity to do something a little different and use their minds a little bit more and think and things like that.
All right. Well, listen, you've had an amazing run, and yeah. I read in the story, do you know who's going to take over the program yet? I mean, I hate to see it. You know, sometimes these programs, and you're not going to like this, but it's true. Sometimes you got to have a champion, and if you don't have that person involved, these things can go away. And, you know, my fear is that is there somebody ready to step up and take the charge?
Well, we're not sure. Kim Miller, her is mother of Audrey, who's sitting here next to me on my left, and she's a social studies teacher at Johns Hill. Because Audrey's so interested, she probably will help take over, and I'm going to be in and out, but I have a grandchild and my mom to take care of.
Well,
so.
Yeah, you've earned your right to some downtime for you. All right, so tell me what the engineers and the folks from Caterpillar and the other companies in town have meant to this program, because I think this is sort of an unsung story, too. These guys and gals spend a ton of time.
Yes, I agree. First of all, Caterpillar is a financial backer from all the teams in town and many across the state and actually across the United States. They fund our kits, our robot kits, and they pay for our entry fees into our regional and the state championship tournaments. They also send mentor engineers to come and help the team learn how to program things like that. I don't have time for the programming. I got enough to do. So they help the team understand what programming is all about and help them figure out the ins and outs of their robot missions.
But when you say help, I mean, I mean they really invest time. I last year we only know this because our guy was in this program and went mm-hmm. to state last year. But I mean, you had a guy like postpone his honeymoon. When you say time, I mean they really invest the time.
Yes, they do. Sean and his wife Michelle. Really spoiled us. They were there for every meeting and gave up weekends and holidays just like the kids do. We have a new young engineer this year, and his name is Phil Knight, and he's really given as much time as he can. But you know, Caterpillar keeps him busy when they're new hires. So he's been there as much as he can. He's been valuable to our program this year as every year.
Well, introduce the two students you have here with us.
Well, across the table from me is Caitlin Ronsval. Her brother was in for 2-3 years. This is your second year, is that correct, Caitlin?
Yeah.
And to my left is Audrey Miller. She's a sixth grader and new to our program, but she's been very valuable, as they all are.
All right, I'll start with you, Caitlin. What have you learned being in this program? What has it meant to you? If I could get you to get a little closer to that microphone, please. There you go.
It's given me a chance to really express myself in different ways and to learn about how to work together as a team and different topics that have taught me so much about the world around me.
Okay, and that's great. Is it great to see young ladies doing this? I mean, because you know, in this the whole STEM sort of area, we've suffered a little bit in this country, right? And I see it today where we're really changing that and kicking down doors, and young women are empowered to be, you know, scientists or engineers or to get math. I mean, all these things that are involved with Lego.
Yes, I agree. And in fact, this year, our team is overwhelmed with young ladies. We have 7 girls on the team, 3 boys, and those poor boys just do what the girls tell them to do. But
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's great to see so many young ladies involved.
Okay. And tell me, if you would, Audrey, what have you learned from the program?
Definitely different skills with teamwork. But also, I think that it goes a little bit on a deeper level of innovation and just trying to figure out some problems that a lot of even adults might not look at and might even overlook themselves.
Oh, yeah, you guys are going to be so far ahead of most of the adults in your life on this side of things, I promise you. Wouldn't you agree, Mrs. Bartos?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Yeah. I mean, they're doing stuff you don't understand.
They keep me on my toes, that's for sure.
All right, now you guys are going to, are you intimidated or nervous about this Saturday? Have you been over there to see this before?
Yeah, I was on the team last year, and we went to state, but it's always really hectic, and there's a lot of good teams that make it to state, and I'm really excited to see what anyone else's ideas are, but I'm definitely nervous.
Okay, so what is your team name?
We are the Johnsville Space Monkeys.
Space Monkeys. Now, do you have costumes involved? This is the I was over at state last year, and there were just all kinds of. I mean, it is about as colorful a thing as you'll see, with all the different costumes and themes. Everybody has their own sort of thing. So, what are you guys doing on Saturday?
We've got our costumes. We have astronauts. We have lab technicians. We've got experts. We've got a whole assortment of people in costumes for our project.
All right, and what's the theme then?
Our problem is how to help people who suffer from depression and isolation in space, and how we can help prevent depression when they come back to Earth and while they're in space.
Okay, so you're not only taking on seasonal affective disorder, you're doing it in outer space, which is what I would expect from the Lego team. Now, you guys have been to state. You were a state qualifier in 2014, a state qualifier. I mean, several times. How many times have you made this trip over there with the team?
This is our 4th trip.
Okay.
In five years.
That's pretty amazing when you've only been doing this for 8 years.
Yeah, I've got some sharp kids at
Come
Johnstown.
Come on, you guys are the Patriots. All right, tell me, you got Audrey Miller, you got Bailey Foster, you got Chris Renfro, you've got Isabella, is it Nuff?
How's Knuffman.
Knuffman, and Isabella is with, is there another Knuffman with you as well?
We actually have 2 sibling pairs on the team, which has made things rather interesting from day to day.
I would imagine so. Jax Harrison, Lily Renfro, Rose Creighton, Royalty Williams. This is a big team. You guys are in here representing them this morning, but you guys are all equal teammates, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. All right, so good luck Saturday. Do you guys feel like you can bring home a state championship?
I think they have a pretty good chance. Their project's incredible. It started out a little rough in the beginning, but we were able to meet with Dr. Suzanne Bell when she came to Milliken, and she is helping to set up the astronaut team that will go to Mars in the year 2030. So being able to talk with her was a nice coup for the team.
That's pretty cool. So you've been there before, right? You were there last year, and you have not, right?
No, I have not.
It's pretty cool. I mean, it goes on. And how cool is it the University of Illinois hosts this? I mean, they, of course, have a huge engineering program over there that's one of the best in the nation. They're looking at these kids just like the football coach, right? I mean, they're looking at recruiting students to their campus. Mm-hmm. And I'm always surprised at the corporate sponsorship. I mean, everybody you've ever heard of is there at some level financially, right?
Correct. And without it, we wouldn't be able to do this for these kids.
All right. Well, listen, congratulations. I mean, it really, I know you're modest about all this, but, you know, 8 years and you're going to the state championship 4 of the last 5, which is pretty amazing. I can tell you what an experience in our household it was, you know, for our guy, you know, who's doing really well at Eisenhower this year. And it's an amazing thing. And if you're interested in getting your kids or your grandkids, nieces and nephews involved in this, I mean, this is just as competitive as sports.
Not nearly
as many injuries. You don't have to worry about concussions or anything like that. But you can go to a great big state championship. It's going to be fun. So we look forward to hearing how you guys do this weekend.
Yeah, we're excited. We're looking forward to competing and got a sharp group of kids, as always.
All right. Well, listen, congratulations to the entire team just for making it to state. That is a great honor. And do well Saturday over at the University of Illinois.